Trump says Iran has agreed to not pursue nuclear weapons. President Donald Trump said Tuesday that the Iranian regime has agreed not to pursue nuclear weapons in order to stop the U.S. military from striking the country. "There won't be any nuclear weapons," Trump said at the White House, adding that Iran has agreed to that. Trump added that, "We're in a good bargaining position," and said Iran is mostly defenseless. "We're way ahead of schedule, and again, they have no navy, they have no air force, or missile protection," he said. "Most of Tehran's missile launches have been taken out by the U.S. military," he said. The president spoke to reporters as Mark Wayne Mullen, a former Republican senator from Oklahoma, was sworn in on Tuesday as the new Homeland Security Secretary. Trump added that Iranian officials are talking to us and they're talking sense, saying that it starts with them not having nuclear weapons. Other details about what was discussed in talks with the regime were not provided by the president. Senior Israeli political sources in Jerusalem told Epoch magazine Israel that Egypt, Turkey, and Pakistan worked behind the scenes to mediate between Washington and Tehran, with Pakistan serving as the lead intermediary. Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi's office said he has been discussing the war this week with several counterparts. However, some Iranian officials issued defiant statements in response to Trump's comments about negotiations. On Monday, as Trump said the U.S. government is in negotiations with Iran, their parliamentary speaker, Mohammad Bagher Ghalibaf, wrote in a post on X that no talks were underway. "No negotiations have been held with the U.S., and fake news is used to manipulate the financial and oil markets and escape the quagmire in which the U.S. and Israel are trapped," he wrote on Monday. The public talk of negotiations briefly drove down oil prices and boosted stocks this week. But that respite was short-lived, with the price of Brent crude, the international standard, reaching over $100 a barrel Tuesday, which is up more than 30% since the war started. Since the U.S. Israel airstrikes, the Strait of Hormuz, which connects oil-rich nations around the Persian Gulf to the broader ocean, has effectively been shut down by Iran. The stalemate over the waterway led Trump to warn Iran over the past weekend that the U.S. military would launch strikes on Iranian power plants and other infrastructure if no progress is made within 48 hours. On Monday, the administration said the U.S. military would extend the deadline to 5 days. That comes as Israel said on Tuesday that it carried out an extensive series of strikes targeting Iran production sites. In Tehran, a massive blast was heard in northern neighborhoods and another in the city center. Israel's military pounded the southern suburbs of Beirut, Lebanon, saying that it was targeting infrastructure used by the Iran-linked Hezbollah terrorist group. Iran also fired at least 10 waves of missiles at Israel, and first responders said 3 people were wounded in southern Israel, while 4 others suffered minor wounds in Tel Aviv. For some time, Iran and the United States had been engaged in negotiations over Tehran's long-disputed nuclear program that Washington, its European allies, and the United Nations say was being used to enrich uranium to weapons-grade levels. Iran has said it has the right to enrich uranium and has disputed that its program is being used to produce weapons. The Associated Press contributed to this report.